Well, I'm Margie Carrington. I'm the financial aid director, and
I'm an awful aid director of Brushpoint.
And we jointly are presenting the program services coordinator justification for outreach, because both of our programs rely heavily on outreach, and also because our college recruiter can't be here today because she is attending another meeting. So on behalf of outreach, we have decided to jump in because we see the need in our programs, and we also see the need for outreach support for all of your programs. So that's why we're here. So in general, the college outreach mission really is to be the face of the college. They're out in the community. They're marketing to all of our constituent groups, high schools, about what we offer and what we bring to the community and why college is important specifically in our service area. And we've done a lot more outreach all the way through the county. But we're also trying to make sure that the students that really don't see college as an option for them because of underserved regions they come from, being first generation, that there's really the kind of support where students in our community know that we're up here and there's a person that can help bring them up here to all the different resources that we have on campus. From a lot of the other presentations, I've talked about all the wonderful retention work we're doing here. But what we do lack is enough qualified professional staff to be out in the community to build the bridge and bring those students to our campus. So we really think this having an extra person gets to the need of providing a qualified person to work with our underserved communities and really help them reach their goals. Adolfo is going to talk about why this is so important.
So I met my first objective, which is passing out before our first slide. So I passed out a sheet that actually outlines a two-sided sheet. One has a little diagram from the bottom, the other one has the tables. Looking at the side with the tables first. Basically what this is about is we have a couple of pillars that we've identified that this position will actually be based upon. The first is that it provides timely information. The second, delivering outreach, coordinating informational events, and strengthening student services. We've also identified some of the college-wide impacts that we believe that this, that we know that this position will impact. We've aligned the pillars with the impacts on this table right here. Now, these pillars, which are listed over here for your convenience, of course, are across the board. And we want to recognize that not only do they impact SparkPoint and financial aid, but they impact all programs across campus. And that's really something that we want to stress and focus on. The next slide actually outlines some of the objectives from the strategic plan that it impacts. And again, on the back side of your handout, we've listed those impacts with a short little description of how that impacts that as well. So what is outreach right now, you may ask? Well, outreach right now is presenting high school students, parents, and the greater community with information about the college. It's conducting applications and financial aid workshops. It's scheduling students' high school visits and attending college and educational fairs, coordinating campus tours, promoting campus programs and services, and it's planning and collaborating and participating in campus-wide events. So that is one of the reasons why Maggie's not here.
So, how much has outreach really grown? Over the last few years, with Noel coming in and really being a visible presence, prior to Noel, we were serving roughly 11 high schools. We now have 23 high schools across the county of San Mateo, Coastside, up into South San Francisco, that we're regularly trying to participate in events, working with their students, bringing them to the campus, doing a wide variety of things. All of this at this point being coordinated by one person. So high school outreach has increased well over 200%. Just the contacts and having those.
Could you go back?
Yeah.
Very quickly to that slide. So we are free to recruit in areas, high schools that are not in our proper service area?
The three colleges outreach programs kind of collaborate now. It used to be really kind of adversarial. They've developed a relationship to work with each other and to support each other and support the district. So we're present across the county at a variety of things and asked to come back and have a more ongoing presence in high schools that we traditionally weren't at. So that's great because students have options. And if we're the right fit for a student that's in North County, why shouldn't we be making that relationship and getting those students on our campus and connecting them to the services and programs that we have?
Especially since we have different programs.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just some pictures of things that they do. So community outreach has also grown. Over the last couple years, more than a 300% increase in the different events where there is an outreach presence or a requirement for some outreach coordination to get the college there and visible and present in the community. So this is just a quick little snippet. You can look at that. And as we were thinking of this, there's more. There really is. Let's see. There we go. So how is all of this being accomplished?
So this is all being accomplished by one person right now, the college recruiter. However, on any given day, there might be three or five events where you are asking this college recruiter to represent at, maybe on campus or off campus. Right now, currently, that individual is faced with having to either decide whether they're going to be able to make your event or not, or trying to figure out how to accommodate their schedule to do so. And oftentimes, we have student assistants or student ambassadors who are actually fulfilling some of these duties. However, some of these student ambassadors may not be in a position to actually speak on behalf of the college in a manner which is able to actually make decisions at a community event.
And also particularly working with some of our underserved populations of students where they really need to have somebody that has the time to build a trust relationship to get that student up here so they can do the proper handoff to the appropriate program or service. So relying on students to be that conduit from the community to the college really isn't the most appropriate use of their time and oftentimes isn't the best use because of the needs of the students. Because it's all about equity.
You've all seen this image right here. It really is about equity, and we talk about this around every day. Now, we understand that as a community college, our commitment is to the community. We recognize that oftentimes these little boxes get toppled over, and we have to put another box up because one box isn't enough. So, next slide, please. So the need for equity is an increased outreach presence on and off campus, connecting previously underserved populations to campus resources, closing that achievement gap that we know is very prevalent, and mitigating the social and educational imbalance for students, effectively utilizing the limited college resources. And what that means is that oftentimes we're working in silos. And, next slide please. We recognize that there are some benefits.
There's lots of benefits to having a second person in the outreach department, because it does strengthen and expand our community partnerships with a professional staff member that has the ability and training to represent your programs and also have enough financial and SparkPoint information to really go out and make differences in advising families and communities about the importance of community college and college going in general and how they get there and also helping them get there. So that's where we see this person serving as a bridge. Like we said before, Maggie isn't here today. So if there's something that has to be attended to for outreach, outreach isn't present. Today, outreach is closed, more or less, because we have one person who's not physically here.
There's a graphic at the bottom of your handout where this may be your program, where you're outside of the circle where outreach is able to attend. We want that circle to be inclusive. The second diagram shows up.
Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
So that's kind of the it.
Questions?
Any questions?
Yes.
Shailen.
Yes. I think this position, this request is needed. I'm just wondering about the time frame. Right now, I know we are interviewing recruited, right?
Yes.
So, is there any coordination? First question is, who is this person going to report to?
This person would report to the college recruiter.
Okay. And so in terms of the timing,
and you're going to be hiring a college recruiter soon. If this position was approved, and I'm thinking the timeline for hiring, this would be something that goes out for probably a spring or somewhere along the line where the position is filled coming into spring, I would imagine.
In light of the new demands for all of the outreach and the fact that this person will be new,
it needs to be aligned. But we're seeing is this person is being supervised by the college recruiter, but having enough skill set to really represent the college at different events as if the recruiter was there to make those decisions. So it's not a student that has to continually say, well, let me get back to you, or they're just not there when the questions arise. And also another piece is with college marketing and branding, having more professional people out in the community that are using the same message, whether it's promoting your program or your program, that we're being able to send out people that really have a understanding of the marketing, the vision, the goals of the college, and their role in helping, I think, fill the achievement gap and understanding student equity and their role in mitigating a lot of those barriers our students in our community face.
Do you guys have a sense of how many events the college isn't present at because we don't have the personnel to attend?
From a financial aid perspective, this last year we were very challenged with requests that came through outreach to be at all of the different community activities and events where they wanted to have a financial aid person there to speak with low-income families. So from financial aid, there's probably five or six targeted outreach requests that we couldn't fulfill. But
are those events that the financial aid team could have attended?
It's stuff that we can't physically, because of the growth, and outreach is a lot of the conduit for our programs, we don't have the bandwidth to send staff out to all of these kind of ad hoc meeting with the Boys and Girls Club or going to a low-income housing project and speaking to the community members. We had to decline a lot because the staff have a lot of work to do. I mean, it's just the administrative work of operating the office ties us down. And we have set events that we do as well and work overtime as well. So it's just, it's failing to fill up kind of a bigger need.
If there are any other questions, can we email them to Margie and Adolfo?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, we're advocating for somebody who's not here for a program that's not here. So thank you.